Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app, Apple. We recommend Apple Podcasts. If you're Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server. Communicate with other Heat fans all day long, but also you get special stuff from us, like Greg just did a Q&A on there. I'm going to do one tomorrow. So check out host updates on the Discord server itself. Again, the link is right here. It gives you access to everything. Once you go in, you pay the $2.99 a month. You get all 10 channels, including our draft and transaction channel. So check it out. It's Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Water Cleanup. If you've got a leak in your place of business or your home, reach out to them right away. You want to get the preventative maintenance. But if it gets worse, you haven't done that, okay, they could do the damage assessment and they can clean it up for you. So check them out. Based in Boca Raton, they service the entire Tri-County area, all the way down to the Keys. They even go out west as well. Water Cleanup of Florida. If you've got the schmutz, they got the guts. Are you, Leif? Where are you? I called you Leif for the first time in 2 years. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck to say, you in trouble, y'all. Check the floor plan. Got a all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. We've got Greg Sylvander. He doesn't have the guts today. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. And Alex Toledo is making me stall here because he's not prepared for this particular episode, but you can follow him at Tropical Blanket. Here's what we're going to do today, okay? And look, we're going to give equal time here. We are not MSNBC. We're not Fox News, okay? We are going to try to play this right down the middle. I love New York. But what we're going to do is we're going to give you today the five best decisions of the Jimmy Butler build era. But then for those of you who are angry at the front office about everything, tomorrow we're going to give you the five worst decisions of the Jimmy Butler build era. And we're actually going to see which is harder to come up with, because I think that will dictate a little bit, okay, how have they done building around Jimmy? Because they did a great job to get Jimmy. And then we can include here, this is the way we're going to do this. We're going to nominate. We're going to go around. Everybody's got 24 seconds. That's it. Okay. Otherwise, you turn the ball over. We're going to go around and we're each going to nominate three. And then in the second half of this episode, we're going to discuss them and get them down to our top five. Okay, so the top five decisions of the Jimmy Butler build, not including the actual acquisition of Jimmy Butler. Although there is one, and I will say, Greg and I discussed this beforehand, that we may allow. Okay, we may allow, and we're going to let Alex dictate whether or not this can actually be included in this. All right, so Greg, I'm going to let you go first. Maybe you want to suggest that one, and we will then debate it later. Okay, so here, number one, go ahead.
Yeah, let's start at ground zero, the Jimmy Butler transaction. It was really the team getting rid of Hassan Whiteside. No, just joking. It was more something that I don't know that they actually intended to do, but they did. And that's keep Goran Dragic in Miami. I think that that was a great way for the Jimmy Butler era to start. He brought things that I don't know that they've ever replaced in Miami necessarily 100%. And so to me, keeping Goran Dragic, even if some of it was unintentional by virtue of failed negotiations and miscommunications, that was a huge step forward. And I think a great decision by the Heat front office to start the Jimmy Butler era.
All right. I like that one. That's good. We're going to discuss it later. Again, Alex is going to dictate whether or not we can actually include it, if it counts or anything along those lines. All right. I'm going to do one here. This is kind of an obvious one, but this helped propel them to the finals. The acquisitions of Jay Crowder and Andre Iguodala at the trade deadline during the bubble year. It did not look like it was going to work at first. Honestly, people don't remember. They went on a road trip. They looked awful. They were having trouble integrating players. COVID actually, I shouldn't say this too loud, but for the Heat, it actually came at a good time because they were cratering. And remember, they lost by 31, I think, at home. Or they blew a 30-point lead, something like that. We were there, right, Alex? They blew like a 31-point lead to Charlotte at home. And then the COVID break happened, and then they came back totally re-energized, and they were more focused than everybody else. But getting Jay Crowder and Andre Iguodala helped them get to the finals, but also they were able to get rid of what had become a problem with Justice Winslow, Deion Waiters, and James Johnson in the same transactions. Is just a masterstroke, and I don't think we've ever given them enough credit for pulling that off at the trade deadline. They don't get to the finals without it. That's mine. Go ahead, Alex.
So I have a controversial one, and I have a safer one that is my more serious answer. Which one do you want?
You're going to get to go three. So you got three of them. So the first
one. Oh, that's right. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yes. So my safer one is summer of, I might be getting the years confused because I'm old already, but the summer of 2022, is that what it was when they acquired Kyle and PJ, as well as Caleb? Honestly, you could throw Caleb in there too, even though it was, you know, towards the end, but you could throw him in there. I think that was, you know, that was a great summer for them. And, you know,
I don't want to use your clock. Go ahead, finish it, and then I have a question.
You know, even though it ended, you know, not in the greatest fashion, he still, you know, netted you a player who you now consider to be one of your best players. Like, I think they got something out of it. And outside of that, like what he did on the court, you know, he had a lot of big playoff moments too. Again, I know everybody, you know, soured on him by the end with his decline and the expectations because of the contract and all that. But Lowry gave you a lot of big moments. PJ was a big-time contributor and starter for that year that he was there. And, you know, Caleb was conference finals MVP runner-up, crazily enough, which is something. So that's the most insane thing throughout this era, I think. But
But, and I apologize for interrupting. But, all right, so you're combining these things. That may dictate whether this actually makes the top five, because I think these three things may have been included.
They got three players in that trade that you mentioned.
That was a trade. That's a transaction at one time. This was separate moves that they made during the same summer. But you're basically going with the summer of what were we talking about? The summer of 22, right? Is what you're saying? Okay. All right. Summer of 22. All right, Greg, you're up.
I would say, since I can't go, I thought PJ Tucker was a great call, by the way. Now I'm going to pivot, and I'm going to say when they chose Caleb Martin over PJ Tucker, in retrospect, that was the right move. Caleb Martin had a better season than PJ Tucker and has been, I think, a better complementary player to Jimmy, in the sense that he could replicate when Jimmy's not on the court some of the things that Jimmy Butler does, and that's really what the Heat needed. So for me, I'm going to go choosing, because we know that was ultimately the choice that summer, keeping Caleb Martin, letting PJ Tucker walk. That was a right decision by the front office.
All right. I'll go with one, drafting Jaime Hawkins. Get that kind of value at that point of the draft. And now, as we're discussing Jimmy Butler's future, not that I think he's going to get traded, but if Hawkins is now traded, you have someone who would seem to have some skills that are similar to Jimmy's if you want to replicate some of those skills going forward. And for those who say he'll never be Jimmy Butler, I will say he was drafted higher than Jimmy Butler in his respective draft, and he played more games and started more games than Jimmy Butler did in his rookie season. Jimmy started zero in his rookie season, played on a good team in Chicago, but Jaime Jaquez played on a pretty decent team in Miami and played a lot. In fact, played the most games on the team at 75. So to me, Jaime Jaquez is going to end up belonging in this top five, but we'll debate it further. Alex, since you've taken like three players at once now, what do you have left?
Well, I do actually have another answer that can include like two players. So I can get to that if you want. But the controversial one that I was hinting at before was, and I don't know if this is going to count, so I'm going to let you guys decide. Drafting Tyler Hero in 2019.
That counts.
I want to spice things up a little bit because I know it's before Jimmy got traded.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to discuss this one because Greg and I, when we went over the list initially, we knew this was going to be the most controversial selection, but basically because of how Heat fans feel about it. But there is a timing issue here. So when we come back, you can nominate it, but we have to debate the timing part of this, the same as we do with Dragic. All right, Greg, you're up.
Oh, wow. This is when it starts to get difficult. I'm going to say having and this is another one that I think is a surprising one. Bringing Kevin Love to Miami was a really smart move during the Jimmy Butler era. I think he reinvigorated the team in a lot of ways. He has been a keeper. To me, that's a no-brainer move. I don't know that it makes the top five, but I do want it to get its just due and get a mention in here because K-Love has been a culture-filled addition to Miami.
All right, this next one's tough for me because I kind of want to – I think we may look back at this, and if we don't include somebody who I think is going to pop as a star for them, we may look a little foolish later on. Honestly, but I'm not going to nominate it. I think you guys could probably figure out what I'm talking about. But the one I am going to nominate is not trading for Bradley Beal. That would have been an unmitigated disaster. And I don't care what Heat fans think about it. The no trade clause with that contract, say, oh, they would have gotten more out of him in Miami. Maybe. Okay. He's never been a guy that you can count on in those situations. He's never really played on a lot of winners in Washington. What was it, second round that he's gotten to? And again, them deciding, and this was Pat's decision, okay, that once he wasn't going to waive the no trade clause, they were not getting involved in that, proved to be the absolute correct decision because they wouldn't have any of the options that they do have this offseason if they had made that move, and they would not be championship contenders. I don't believe that. With him. Some, again, may argue with me about that, but you would be – so we're having a debate about giving Jimmy Butler an extra year at that money with what he's accomplished in the playoffs. Like, what would we be talking about with Bradley Beal at this stage? So to me, not trading for Bradley Beal just edges out the drafting of Nikola Jovic, even though I could have gone with that one. Alex, take us home.
So I guess since we're not including the drafting of Nikola Jovic
– You can. You can. I'm just saying I only got three. That's all.
I was going back and forth with that one and my other answer that would include multiple players. It's kind of broad. So if you want just like a cool, safe answer, drafting Nikola Jovic. I mean, they got him a lot later than some of these other guys, right? Like Hero and Bam, who are fantastic picks, where they got him. Jaquez, another fantastic pick where they got him. He was in the 20s, right? I don't even remember. I think it was 27 or something like that they got him at. Like he... You know, they got great value out of him already. He's still the youngest player on the team at 20 years old. I think he's still 20. And he was already a playoff starter for them after looking like he wouldn't, you know, he wasn't a rotation player in the first year and like he couldn't be one. So, you know, his progression has been fantastic. He's still ahead of schedule and he's already a positive for you at a, you know, a very late pick in the first round. Just to shout them out, honorable mention, because I do think they deserve some shine here, and this is going to be my broad answer, you know, just kind of including the, you know, the undrafted guys together, Caleb and Max, I mean, and Gabe. I think just like seeing that, you know, what their skill set is and empowering them to be in the positions that they ended up in, right, and giving them the time to get better and play, like, you know, that's part of the stuff that the Heat fans hate. It's like, you know, you're trying to fill your holes with undrafted guys. But look, they did a damn good job at it with those guys. You could throw Haywood in there if you want, Duncan.
And but then let them walk.
Yeah, and then you let them all walk. Well, you let them all get paid somewhere else. But
Well, hold on, because that, yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that was going to be one of these two. So I'm going to throw that in. Okay. This is going to be in the mix also. Not keeping Kendrick Nunn and Gabe Vincent and letting the Lakers deal with that.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the way it handled. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Because they would have in the past done that. And then I'm going to throw one more in here because
that's a different answer than mine. I was giving them love. I was giving the Heat love for playing those guys, not for paying them.
It went both ways. Okay. Right. Okay. But because again, I have to be consistent here because I hated what they did in 2017 at the time. And they have not repeated that mistake. It doesn't appear because Duncan didn't turn out to be a mistake as it played out. But I'll give you one more here, and I think this needs to be included, and then we're going to go to the top five. Extending Eric Spoelstra for 8 years. Because now they're extending the staff. We haven't really talked about that, but Caron Butler, likely Chris Quinn, Malik Allen next. Continuity is important. We see the changes with head coaches. I mean, Milwaukee has had, what, 3 in the last couple of years, and they're supposed contender. You know, that's a big one. I think we need to include that. I mean, extending Eric Spoelstra is huge. Not that he was going to walk as a free agent, but you got to keep your guy happy. And that matters, particularly when he's elite. All right. A couple of our sponsors. We have our list now. Some of them, keeping Goran Dragic. We don't know if that one's going to qualify. We'll talk about it. Jay and adding Crowder and Iguodala and getting rid of some dead weight. Acquiring Lowry, PJ, and Caleb all in the one summer. We may discuss splitting those. But anyway, it's on the list for right now. Because I'm telling you, the acquiring Lowry, if Lowry's in there, that's not in my top five, Alex. That one's not going to pass. That may be in the episode tomorrow. Choosing Caleb over PJ, drafting Hawkes, drafting Tyler. We don't know if that one qualifies. We need to go to the judges on that. Kevin Love, a buyout extension, not trading for Beal, drafting Jovic, playing undrafteds, but then not keeping them, particularly Nunn and Gabe. And then extending Eric Spoelstra. And now our sponsors. I want to tell you about a couple of great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, who's our friends over at Better Edge. We will have a finals contest as soon as we have a result on that. Right now, we don't have one in the Western Conference Finals as we're recording this, but we will. That's going to be free to enter. Just put in your phone number and you can win great prizes. But any other day of the week, you can find the line that you want without VIG. That's the big difference between that other book in South Florida or in Florida. BetterEdge.com. Use the code 5RSN. Find the line that you want. Also, check out Prize Picks. Use the code 5, FIVE. It is legal again in the state of Florida. This is our fantasy partner. Use that code. Get your initial deposit matched up to $100. Check out the Prop 5 show on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. We've been giving you some winners lately. PrizePicks.com. Use the code 5, FIVE. Legal again in the state of Florida. All right, let's go with this, okay? Which ones are we eliminating first? Greg, take one off the list. You get to just take one.
How many do we have?
We got 10 basically, although yours is like 12 and one, but yes, just we each get to eliminate one. Greg, take one off the list of the ones I gave you.
About Kevin Love.
Okay. Yeah, I think a big addition for them, I think some might actually have it in the top five. It's definitely their best buyout addition ever, but you're entitled to take it off. Okay, I'm going to take one off here. Anything that includes adding Kyle Lowry is not on the list. I'm sorry. I know that he played a role. I know they were able to move that contract. They were forced to move that contract because he had big playoff moments. He never wanted to be here. Okay. And even Jimmy Butler's people have acknowledged it was a mistake. I can't, if you had separated the Caleb edition and Caleb just and thrown PJ. It into the play the young guys or even the PJ, that's I might have summer. Gone with that. Once you threw Lowry in, I'm sorry, I
that's
can't.
That's the best offseason they've had in the whole Jimmy era, in my opinion.
Alex, you are entitled. Look, we'll debate Mo Harkless tomorrow, okay? Alex, you are entitled to eliminate one. You can eliminate one of mine if you choose. Which one are you taking off the list?
Honestly, and I'm gonna say it here, so everybody get ready. This is a tough question.
Okay.
Let me see. I think you got to keep the Goran one. I don't know.
Maybe. But which one are you taking off?
Oh God, this is tough. Honestly, it might be what I said about the undrafted guys, especially because you tainted it with your not paying them thing. When I was just giving love to the to Spo for
Kendrick Nunn's a huge star overseas. I mean
those guys had really big playoff moments and long playoff runs, so I wanted to shout them out, but let's get them out of the top five. Okay. the love was still shown.
Yes, love was shown. Greg, your turn, take one out.
Drafting Nico.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
Just haven't had enough yet. Maybe one day, but not yet.
Okay. My turn. I'm taking out drafting Tyler. I don't think it counts. He's outplayed his draft position. I don't care what he fans say. Okay. What dirt they throw on him. He's outplayed his draft position, but it happened before they got Jimmy. So I'm going to take it off the list because it wasn't necessarily, done with the thought that he was going to play with Jimmy Butler. Okay. So I'm gonna take it out. We can debate the Goran one because it was simultaneous.
I remember that year because that was that Five Reasons was going on, and I remember there being a lot of talk about Jimmy and the Heat, kind of being a.
Oh no, I know. I thought the trade was done with Minnesota before Tibbs asked for Bam. I tweeted something's coming, and then I got stuck at a dinner, and then two hours later, nothing came.
Moment. Yeah. But just to the point of maybe they did think Tyler would play with Jimmy, maybe.
I don't think it counts. All right, so we're down to just to review here. Keeping Dragic, adding Crowder and Iguodala, extending Spo, choosing Caleb over PJ, drafting Hawkes, not trading for Beal. Those are the ones that I have right now. I think, Greg, is it your – no, it's Alex, it's your turn, isn't it? I'm sorry.
I'm not sure, but I'll take out choosing Caleb over PJ. Really? Not that I think it was a bad decision or anything like that, but I think it doesn't compare to some of these other ones here.
All right, especially we're down to
PJ was really helpful for them, so it doesn't feel like it's a top five decision.
Yeah. Have you seen PJ play the last 3 years? Because he hasn't been on the court.
Right back to being the guy he was before they got here, right? Mm-hmm. Remember a whole year of they're playing him differently, credit to Spo, all that. Yeah. Well, there you go.
All right, fair. All right, Greg, you're up here. Here's your choices: keeping Dragic, extending Spo, Jay and Andre, drafting Hawkes. Not trading for Beal. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. We're down to five already, aren't we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so which one of these is number five?
Not trading for Beal because it's just the biggest hypothetical of them all because it never happened. So that's definitely the one that I would say becomes five.
Okay, that's fair. All right, now we're down to keeping Dragic, extending Spo, Jay and Andre, or drafting Hawkins. I'm going to take off the keeping Dragic because I don't think they intended to really do that.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
the power of friendship was so strong then.
I get it. No one loves Goran more than me, but I'm just saying, like, that trade was supposed, I believe, okay, was supposed to be consummated with Goran in it. Thank God he was not. They ended up having to flip an extra first round pick. To me, well worth it. They don't get to the bubble final without Goran. And again, Goran, that would have been awful, honestly, to trade Goran at that point. He still had really high value. They managed to move Whiteside in the deal anyway. They didn't get Harkless at that time, but then circled back. A whole bunch of things went on with that, the miscommunication with Dallas or whatever the hell it was. But again, I don't know that it was their intention. So I would have even had trouble putting that one in the top five, honestly. But we'll keep it at four. We've got Beal not trading for Beal at number five. So we are down to three. All right. And I this is what's going to frustrate Heat fans, because they're going to be like, these three are not good enough to be the top three.
There you go.
Although I do think there's more good options than there are going to be bad options tomorrow. Okay, I do think so. I think the bad options are more speculative, actually, than these are. I don't know that they actually made a ton of bad decisions. By the way, nobody has trading for Terry Rozier in their top 10, right?
I thought about it, but no.
I also thought about mentioning Bam, featuring Bam, but yeah. It's not enough.
Well, they extended Bam. I don't know if that counts, but
that was all in the plans all along. I mean, they were talking about his jersey in the rafters from day one.
I mean, retiring UD's jersey is up there too, but again, it didn't really help things on the court. All right, we're down to three. So, Alex, you get to eliminate one. Well, which is third? Drafting Hawkins, extending Spo, or adding Jay and Andre at the deadline?
I guess I'm going to go Hawkins just because it's only been a year, but not, you know, still a great. The fact that he's up here, right? Like, it shows a lot of respect to his rookie season and what he was able to achieve. So, I mean, I'm just surprised that it's in the top three, but I guess a third is a pretty respectable spot here.
All right. We're down to two. Whose turn is it now? Me or you, Greg? I would have had that third probably also. But what Greg? All right, you and I will make the decision together here.
I suppose the most important decision. So that's just that.
Right? So, I mean, is really their most important decision locking up a coach who probably wasn't going anywhere? Is that, I mean, that it feels a little wrong, but it probably for the long-term future of the franchise.
Hold on.
Considering the instability around the league is probably the most important thing that they've done, right?
Had you not locked him up, then what the hell are we talking about?
Well,
then tomorrow's show becomes a lot more interesting, right?
Relevant to what is happening right now with Jimmy Butler, where, I mean, it's not, you know, apples to apples, right? But, you know, because Spo is not like towards the end of his coaching career or something like that. But it's just like, you didn't let him go. Not only that, you didn't let him get into a market where he has to go seek out a bidding war, which absolutely would happen. Absolutely. True. Like, he could get a bag from just about anybody who's looking to get a new coach or is thinking about getting a new coach. And I think he would be well sought after, well paid if he really wanted to and felt like, you know, that he weren't paying top dollar for him. And they made the decision to just, you know, give the man what he's earned. So I'm kind of hoping they just repeat that decision soon, but with somebody else.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably number one, right? I mean, it has to be number one. That's going to frustrate Heat fans, but it probably has to be number one. I mean, the Jay Crowder trade was terrific. I mean, we talked about the needs that they had, and they tried to add Gallinari in that deal too. And if they had agreed to the number of years, he would have been here also, at playing at a level that he's not playing at anymore. Like, we're talking about 4 years
trade ahead of time, by the way, just so that we're on record. No, just to be obnoxious, I had to throw that.
You know what we didn't include here, which we could have included, and I just want to throw it in here. We didn't include anything related to Jimmy Butler, like, say, empowering Jimmy Butler on the court, which is what Spo said he was going to do at the very first media day when he sat down with us. Said he was going to use him a little bit like LeBron Light. He didn't use those words, but he was kind of describing the way he was going to use him as more of a playmaker, and he did. And so probably
how do we get a sit down interview with Spo? That's unheard of nowadays.
It is, right? He hates that stuff. He hates that stuff. He'll talk to you on the side, but he does not want to be on the. I will say my claim to fame, and then it never got any better than this, was my first show, Izzy. What do we call it? Izzy and Ethan or whatever on 790.
Izzy and the Juice?
I remember
it. Yes. Our guests for that first show were Dwayne Wade, Jason Taylor, and Eric Spolstra. And Eric, he made a personal revelation. He made a personal disclosure on that particular podcast. Dwayne actually did it on the way to an event. What were we thinking? Like, you get Dwayne, JT, and Spo. These are like,
space it out, hey, dude.
I listened that day.
It's South Florida sports history. And then our show was basically done in 2 months because they wouldn't pay us. I'll never forget. Israel walked in, and they said where they were going to pay us. And Izzy goes, okay, you can get back to me tomorrow. And Izzy never came back. So there you go.
Power move.
And now you got background radio stories. All right. Thanks to Alex. Thanks to Greg. We will be working feverishly through the night because we know that Heat fans are going to want this episode. The five worst decisions of the Jimmy Butler build.
Yeah, we had to give you the vegetables worst. Before you get to the steak.
Right. Thank you. Right, exactly.
Five on the floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.